This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 7:46, 14 till 8, St. Patrick's Day 2025, joined by Mark O'Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Top of the morning to you, Mark.
And good morning to you, sir.
What is Rosa? Is that Italian? Hispanic?
Spain?
Spain,
yes.
Barcelona?
Yes, that'd be nice.
I didn't know if it was nice. Or not. I just wanted to say Barcelona. Tell me what's going on. We talk about the wearing of the green. What about the saving of the green and the making of the green? What's going on here with Wall Street and the stock market and everything?
Tom, you know, we touched on inflation news that was released last week for February, but it's worth just spending a few seconds on that again this morning. So, and the Fed meets this week. I'll get to them in just a second. But we had better than expected on the consumer price index and the producer price index, better than expected numbers that came out. And they lowered the year-over-year numbers that the Fed is watching so closely. Who cares?
Well, Mark, let me jump in for a second, please, if I may, because you're talking about a CPI and a PPI, right?
Yes.
Can you just explain to people what those are if they don't know?
Yes. And I will.
This is surgery. You're in surgery. You're a doctor. You know, you scalpel this, that, the other. We don't know. We're unconscious.
Okay. Well, if the Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, is seeing that inflation is going up, there's a likelihood that they'll raise interest rates to slow the economy down. That's monetary policy. That's their job. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that fence is if they're seeing that inflation is coming down, something that they spent a lot of time on over the past year and a half, they are more inclined to lower interest rates, something that the whole country would benefit from. Mm-hmm. So everybody's on Fed watch. We've said that over and over. So what's the deal? They're watching these inflation numbers. So from a producer price index on a wholesale level, it's what companies will see on raw materials, will see what products or services they're providing on a producer level. So last month, meaning January, the monthly report was at 0.4%. Well, that's a monthly report. You have to multiply it by 12 to get an annual number that makes more sense to any listener and or the Fed. So 4 times 12 is 4.8%, way too high. So we're waiting for the January numbers to come out. The expectation was 0.3. That would be good because it's down below what it was in January. It came in at zero. There was no change from the previous month, so that's fantastic news. Now, that's a 1 month. So what they're also doing is anybody that's publishing economic data they're saying, well, what has it done? Average it out over the past year and see what the direction of inflation has been on an annual basis. Well, after that zero reading, the January 3.7% annual rate came down to 3.2. That's fantastic. What the Fed has been looking for, and they've repeatedly said, they wanted to start with the 2. So 3.2 is good news, down from 3.7, yes, but they're still very, very hawkish about where this is going and watch it very closely and comment every time after the numbers come out. So you segue over to the consumer price index. After the prices are coming in on a wholesale level, it translates into what could happen on a consumer level. So consumer price index for January was high, just like the wholesale numbers, but it was 0.5. That's a 6% annual rate, way too high. What's going on? Let's wait to see what's going to happen next month. Comes out at the expectation was 0.3. It comes out at 0.2. So that's excellent news. And the overall, the year-over-year for consumer price index has only risen by 2.8%. So that's within, that's what we're feeling as consumers. That's what the Fed is seeing as the number starts with the 2. That's what's making them happy. And what's not making them happy so far is all of the new administration. They had what's called, and I'll say this, I'll segue back to it. They had in December, what's called a dot plot. All of the people that get together at the Fed, it's called the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee. It's a group of Fed governors that sit on the Federal Reserve's board, plus some of the regional banks' presidents. They all get together periodically, pretty much every time they meet, which is 8 times a year. They discuss what's going on with the economy. What does each of the governors see in their areas of the country? And they do a dot plot. It's like throwing darts at the board, but a little bit more accurate than that. Each one of them allegedly submits, well, this is what I...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I am so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
I see. And somebody on the West Coast could have a different take on inflation and what the economy is doing than somebody on the East Coast. So they all get their answers up. They put those dot plots and see what the consensus is. Where do these Fed governors see inflation going? And where would they, what would they do with interest rates to combat that if inflation is going up too much? So that the last time it came out was late last year. So the Fed meets. They have a meeting this month, this week. They're going over numbers as they normally do, but news says they're going to release another dot plot, which the market is very much anticipating because they haven't seen one, an update, since 3 months ago. And it's like, what is the Fed thinking right now? Well, what is, like my boss at UNO, Dr. Lane, was saying in the it was on the news this morning, that it's like all these tariffs are the issue. They're saying that they're watching the tariffs very closely. It's bound to increase inflation. It's making the Fed's work that much more difficult. And if what really needs to happen is if the tariffs are being used by the administration to kind of wake up some of the other governments that we're having these trade imbalances with, well, then maybe it might be short-lived, and that'll come down. If it's dragging on, like Dr. Lane was saying, well, it's going to increase inflation because there's an increase in prices. So they were, in December, when that dot plot came out, the Fed was saying, well, we're looking at 2025, and maybe we'll have four interest rate reductions. This morning news had an update on that they're maybe looking at two. So the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they have gotten this Fed Watch on their website, where anybody could, it's free and open to the public. You could go to the CME.org and look at their Fed predictions. Now, these aren't just people flipping a coin. These are investment managers from around the country that are bringing in their thoughts about what the Fed is going to do from a monetary policy standpoint, more specifically about what they're going to do about rates. So this week, at 99% chance, there's no rate changes. The next meeting in May, same thing. It's about an 84% chance that are no rate changes. However, it starts to take a different tact when we get into June. There's a 70% chance of a rate decrease in June. That's what the market is feeling, when will be the most convenient time or the most appropriate time to lower rates amongst all that's going on in the economy, meaning tariffs included. And then there's another expected rate drop at the September meeting. So they have so far forecasted at least two rate drops. Everything's on the table. It could change overnight. They plot those predictions that anybody can see. And when those percentages are rising, now late last year, you and I were talking about, we looked at every Fed meeting for 2025, and there was no reasonable expectations for any rate changes. That was the wait and see time going into a new administration. So it's had a lot of impact. It, meaning the administration, what they're doing, it's had a lot of impact on what the market participants are seeing as Fed action this year. I, for one, would love the interest rates to not ratchet down a little bit to better the economy, because it will make borrowing costs a little bit.
But let me jump in real quick, Mark. I got to get this question in, because if I can, because if in the interest rates come down, housing starts and building houses stimulate the economy like crazy, right? Yes. Because so many things are involved. Yes. Well, if that happens, isn't that going to lead to inflation and more spending?
Well, that's it. So what they have to watch to say, or we do for a rate decrease amongst everything else going on in the economy, is the economy slowed sufficiently that if it sped up a little bit, it would still be within the Fed's window. So they're still looking at, and Tom, we've had decades when we enjoyed, one, no Fed influence at all. We weren't on Fed watch. The economy was doing wonderfully well. This is pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. And we had average 2.5% inflation going on. So that's what contributes to a really robust economy. And I think what the administration is adding on to this to help the economy is, and help inflation, it's a mass reduction of a lot of regulatory constraints that are on business right now, and regulation across many areas of the economy, they say, and or predicting that's going to bring inflation down. So there's a lot on the table, and the market has been jittery. And it was down 300 points in pre-market, but that's improved. So right now, if it opened, it's down about 120. But still, the Dow is over 41,000. So as we've seen a lot of volatility, it's not been so bad. I think year-to-date, it's only down about 5%. So that's not that's within kind of a margin of error. But that's where we are this morning.
Got to run. Thank you, Mark. We'll talk to you Friday. Valuable information as always. Monday, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Time now, traffic, WWL.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.